is that pillar to follow with you?
That's a good one.
Christ. The Holy Spirit. It's not with me only, it's with you. It disappeared then. When the Bible teaches that the children of Israel were brought out of Egypt, what happened? There was a pillar of fire that followed them. It wasn't the children of Israel that done the miracle. It was the pillar of fire that followed them. Is that right? How many knows that that was the angel of the covenant, the Logos?
Well, of course you know it was the angel of the covenant.
All right? That was Christ. Moses esteemed the riches of Christ greater treasures than that the riches of Egypt. Is that right? All right. Then that was Christ, the Logos, the morning star, the Alpha Omega. He came to the earth. He was seen many times, and what we call it, the theophany, that was back in the early Testament, where they seen this in form of man, but he was made flesh and dwelt among us, and the fullness of God dwelt in him.
Amen.
All right. Then he said, a little while, and the world won't see me no more. Yet you'll see me, for I'll be with you. Is that right? To the end of the world. I came from what? God. I go to God. Is that right? Then he came from what? The pillar of fire. Is that right? Then he returned to what? Pillar of fire. When Paul was on his road down to Damascus, that pillar of fire made him and struck him blind. Is that right? And he said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He said, Lord. If you notice that capital L means Elohim. Lord, who are you? He said, I'm Jesus, the pillar of fire. And here he is in the last days, just before his visible appearance, sending forth his spirit so dominant and so real until they've taken a picture of it. Here it is, comes into the church. Can do it right now. By the help of the Holy Ghost. There can't be a secret on your heart, but what he can reveal it. The Bible says, Hebrews the 4th chapter, that's the Word of God. Jesus is the Word. In the beginning was the Word is with God, and the Word is made flesh and dwelt among us. Is that right? And the Word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Of quicker and powerful than a two-edged sword. Piercing to the thunder of the bone, in the mire of the bone, and a discerner of the thoughts of the heart.
Amen.
There it is. It isn't me. It isn't you. It's Him. That's the pillar of fire that follows. It's the Holy Spirit, the Lord of heaven, the Logos, the Jesus Christ, the Alpha and Omega, He that was, which is, and shall come, the root and offspring of David, the morning star, the I Am, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, the Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Wonderful. That's Him.
Amen.
You couldn't find enough time to tell Him. His name.